Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super important. Building resilience through goal setting and mindfulness. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than you can say zen? You know that feeling when everything seems chaotic and you just want to curl up under a blanket and eat an entire bag of chips? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us not only survive but thrive in the midst of the chaos. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism sounds like this ancient, super serious thing reserved for philosophers who wear togas and drink chamomile tea. And while those toga-wearing philosophers definitely had it figured out, Stoicism is actually about practical wisdom we can apply to our everyday lives. It's about understanding that we can control our reactions to things even when things go haywire. So how does this work? Well, today, we're going to focus on two key ingredients. Goal setting and mindfulness. First up, goals. Having clear, meaningful goals gives us direction and purpose. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hop in a car without knowing where you're going, right? Goals are our GPS for life. They help us navigate the ups and downs, keep us motivated, and give us a sense of accomplishment along the way. But here's the catch. Goals need to be realistic and aligned with our values. Setting unrealistic expectations just sets us up for disappointment and frustration. Remember that time you tried to become a marathon runner overnight but ended up with shin splints and a whole lot of self-doubt? Yet not cool. Start small, celebrate your wins, and gradually build towards those bigger goals. Now let's talk about mindfulness. This is about being present in the moment, fully aware of our thoughts, feelings, and surroundings. It's like hitting the pause button on life's crazy roller coaster ride. When we practice mindfulness, we can better manage stress, anxiety, and even those pesky negative thoughts that try to sabotage us. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind as a busy highway. Thoughts are constantly zooming by, some helpful, some not so much. Mindfulness is like taking a step off the freeway and observing the traffic from a safe distance. We can choose which thoughts to engage with and which ones to let pass. So, how do we actually practice mindfulness? Well, there are tons of ways. Try incorporating simple practices into your day, like taking a few deep breaths before tackling that stressful task, or paying attention to the sensations of your feet on the ground as you walk. You can even try a guided meditation app. There are some great ones out there. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You're gearing up for a big presentation at work. Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and all those negative thoughts are swirling in your head. What if I mess up? What if everyone thinks I'm stupid? But hold on. You can use this moment to practice what we just talked about. Take a few deep breaths, focus on your breath, and remember, you've prepared for this. Remind yourself of your strengths and past successes. Visualize yourself delivering the presentation with confidence and clarity. Set small, achievable goals during the presentation, like making eye contact with different audience members or remembering to smile. By incorporating these mindfulness techniques, you can transform that feeling of dread into a sense of calm focus. Remember, resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about bouncing back stronger from challenges. It's about having the tools and mindset to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and determination. So, let's recap. Goal setting gives us direction and purpose, while mindfulness helps us stay grounded in the present moment. By combining these two powerful practices, we can build resilience, manage stress, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Ready to put this into action? Start by setting one small, meaningful goal for this week, something that aligns with your values and excites you. And then take a few minutes each day to practice mindfulness. Just a few minutes of deep breathing or mindful walking can make a world of difference. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #TheStoicWay. Let's create a community of support and inspire each other to live our best, most resilient lives. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.